The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So we're going to do a surprise unboxing. Mike Marr is going to bring in a box that was sent to the Junks. And here's just a word to the wise. Even though we've been doing radio for almost 30 years, we always love free swag. And we're probably going to spotlight you if you send us a big box of goodies. Now, this box looks like it was
so beat up.
It looks like it was attacked by the bear that was in JP's brother's front yard earlier this morning. I mean, look at this box. The tape is all askew.
Does that mean it's already been, like...
No, I just think it looks like it was aggressively handled by the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. Well, it's the tape job is horrible, too.
And I believe
Been rifled through. We probably stole the good stuff.
I don't think so.
All right.
I believe this is from the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Have they sent the stuff before?
Not that I know of.
All right. We have some blue crab.
Very good.
Bags.
I got a bag.
Let me see that. I mean, Valdez is going to go do
I'm a plastic guy.
You think Valdez isn't going to do his grocery shopping?
Yeah, I was going to say, that looks like some good giant bag.
With a bag with a crab on them? That. No. I'm not doing that.
Very good.
I like the t-shirt.
Cursive Blue Crabs t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's nice font like that. JP's modeling it.
I challenge Cakes to say something negative about the free stuff we got.
EB, I'm trying to keep the pipeline going.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand how this bit works?
Who are these players?
Southern Maryland.
Broughton.
I mean, if you know players on the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs,
Did they send any hats? I'm interested in the hats.
You're the
hats look good.
Baseball dork on the planet.
I'm probably not going to wear an old school cotton t-shirt.
JP's rifling through the box.
There some hats. There we go. Give me first dibs on the hats.
There you have it.
Yeah, I know you and I are hat guys.
We are hat guys. If there's a beanie in there, I get first dibs.
These are all like actually kind of sharp.
EB likes the lids.
Dude, I like the lids.
The rest are just t-shirts.
Very good. Well, thank you to the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs. We do appreciate.
Which one do I like the most?
I guess they play in Waldorf.
You know what? Now,
because I kind of like this shirt. No, it says
I'm in the deep end now.
It says Southern Maryland Blue Crabs,
okay.
Baseball Club.
Yes,
made in USA, Waldorf, Maryland.
They're from the Dorf.
Kind of like this one,
just like the Madden twins from Good Charlotte, from Waldorf.
Hey, if the hats are fire,
hey, that's a silly hat.
The hats are nice.
Are fire.
Those are legit.
That's a good
hats.
Logo.
Yeah, right. These are awesome. Did I tell you when I went to Cornell baseball game? I tried to bribe a freshman who was like a freshman walk-on, and he was sitting with the radar gun, right? I was sitting right behind home plate, and he had a silly Cornell baseball hat. I tried to give him $100 for the hat.
What?
Because you can't buy it in the store. You can't buy it in the store. And he was like, yeah, man, they only give us two hats. Like, you know, he's a freshman.
Yeah.
And he's like, if I lose, like, you know. It was a walk-on. He wouldn't give it to me because it fit me perfectly, and it just had a perfect C.
Hold on. Took it off his sweaty head and tried it on?
Yes.
Hurting. Oh. That's how you get lice.
It's gross.
I tried his hat. I said, dude, I've been looking for that hat, just the perfect C, like a baseball hat like these.
Yeah.
And they don't sell them. They don't sell them anywhere in the country. He wouldn't sell it to me for $100 because he didn't want to get yelled at by the coach.
Can't do it.
I don't know if I can do fitted hats anymore. This dome, this melon, doesn't really work well.
Let me check that.
Fitted hats.
But hold on. Yeah, you have a big one.
I do have a big round head. Yeah, I might need that dad hat.
This might be mine.
This actually feels silly.
Oh, this. You know what? I'm taking this one. This is mine.
That looks like a million hats you have.
Hey, I like camo hats.
Hey, that actually matches.
You have that look like that.
What?
That actually matches.
I know I could wear this at a golf course. I could wear this to Whiskey Creek today.
And you can tell them. And they're going to say.
You kind of look ridiculous.
They're going to say, what does the B stand for? It stands for Bickle.
They're also going to say, hey, dude, you're not 21 years old. You can't come in here with a flat brimmed hat like that.
I usually.
Did you go to the course on your skateboard?
I usually.
How are you doing, young people?
I usually manipulate the brim the way I like
gotcha,
it.
Gotcha,
yeah. All right. So you're out on these?
I mean, I like the style.
It won't fit your big head. Valdez, I'll let you pick. I'll take this one for B.
I mean, Valdez should get the pick of these because, I mean, medium, large. I can't do it. I need an XL. Oh, this is a large XL. This might be mine, possibly. But I'll let Valdez pick through them because he's a crowd guy.
I'm not a big fitted hat guy either.
Okay, very good.
I can't believe you're...
What?
Who hit the telephone? What? I can't believe you're wearing that to the golf course. You look ridiculous.
You look like an idiot right now.
I can't see.
Well, the hat is so massive.
Hold on, I can't even see.
I mean, you're Fred McGriff. Big tall hat.
I mean, you are going to be so recognizable on the course.
Beaver Bickle.
How did we get in touch with the Blue Crab people?
I think
they just sent it.
They just sent it out
there.
Very
nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
I kind of like it. I'll look at it a little bit.
It's a nice hat, but
yeah.
I would, if I was the marshal, I would kick you off the course in a heartbeat.
Why?
Because I'd point you to the skate park.
I actually like it.
Hey, kid, go or
I don't
guy,
like it that. I'll gently, because I have a Cornell hat that's kind of similar. Gently, you know, it's not too flat.
The only problem with that hat is people are going to think you're a Boston guy.
Yeah, the B stands for Boston.
Like the B is close to the Boston Red Sox.
I'll say Bowie.
Bickle.
Huh?
Bickle.
Yeah, it's a Bickle.
Yeah, you're bickling.
Hey, by the way, Adam Paul, who does our updates on the station, you got to get your act together. You are the director of marketing
for
the newly named Chesapeake Bay Sox.
Yes. Right.
And we don't have gear from you, but we got gear from the Blue Crabs.
I mean, what is he doing?
Whoa, they dropped Bowie?
Yes.
Yeah, they dropped Bowie. It's a massive story.
They now have a crab as part of their logo. It's a whole rebrand.
It's all over the news.
By your tears. Cakes has the tears in the eyes.
Again, my allergies, they do push-ups all the time, 24-7. Mm-hmm. There's not much more I could do.
It may have all been Adam Pohl's idea. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's the director of marketing for
Bowie
Bay Sox.
Became Chesapeake.
Yeah, I mean.
I think there's now a brewing rivalry between the Blue Crabs who've sent us the gear and the Chesapeake Bay Sox. They're kind of joning on the Bay Sox for stealing their bit.
Yeah, they've had the crab for a while.
Yes. They
Adam should have
crabs.
Samuel Basayo down here handing us gear.
I don't know who that is, but sure.
The silly Oriole prospect.
Not sure of that person.
We should. I remember back in the day, we did a couple things with the Bay Sox. We did like BP with them one time and... And showed off our warning track power.
I understand that the rebrand, you want to bring as many people in as you can, and Chesapeake brings in more than just Bowie. It's kind of a slight to Bowie. It's kind of a slight to the town that we're from.
I think it was a smart move.
I said it's probably
a rebrand.
Believe me.
They're going for the rebrand.
Yeah. I mean, to get to the stadium, you have to drive by a Sam's Club and a Home Depot.
Well, you see that everywhere.
Drive by Rips.
Yeah. I mean, it's
silly.
But that's on the main highway. I'm just saying the actual road, which used to just be a road to the stadium, they've added Sam's Club and maybe it's not Home Depot. Maybe it's Lowe's. I can't remember which one it is, but it's just a bunch
Lowe's,
of
Lowe's, but it might.
I also feel like Bowie shouldn't get to claim BJ's. Chesapeake.
Huh?
I don't feel like Bowie should get to claim
like
Chesapeake.
It's a little too far away.
Too far from the water.
It's a PG County suburb.
It's 15 minutes away.
I know. To me, like Pasadena is Chesapeake.
Right. Like Annapolis.
Kent Island. Yeah. Annapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
Edgewater.
I kind of agree with you. They
Bowie,
they're creeping on
you're
the
You're not close enough to the bay.
It's Chesapeake creep is what it is.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Bowie got whored.
Yeah, Bowie got hosed.
Bowie got big time.
Bowie just got thrown overboard.
Like I say, it's an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade. Look, the fact is we come from a minor league town.
It's literally a minor league town. There's a minor league baseball team there.
Formerly minor league town.
Yeah, now maybe Bowie's going to the majors.
We're now below minor leagues.
So. Yes. Yeah. Not even good
Not even like Savannah Banana type baseball.
Well, we're not even
killed
good
me
enough.
The Savannah Bananas with their popularity. I've never seen such a thing.
I like this hat.
We know.
Yeah. What's the name of the team again?
The Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
No, but
so you
are
have
they
to tell
like,
everybody that's the lid that you're representing.
Is it, hold on, I need to. Is it like the Big Train?
They'll think you're
or
the bench coach.
Is it like
coach.
A real minor league team? Is it like the Big Train? Is it the same league?
I don't know what league they play in. How would I know that?
You would think so.
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
But I don't know if they're in the same league or not.
My buddy Joe knows. He coaches with the Big Train. He'll tell me.
All right, so
maybe you'll get a Big Train conductor hat to wear at congressional.
You don't. The Big Train is like a college summer league thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's not what the Blue. I think the Blue Crabs are.
This is like a legit minor league team.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Independent
of that,
baseball.
We have one of those teams in my city in Olney. It's like a college summer league. They have a great name. They have a great name, and I haven't. I've never brought this up.
All right.
Their name.
Is it the Olney Blanks?
Yes.
The Olney.
It's a great name. You know what?
The Olney.
You could be the mascot. You know why?
Why?
Their name is.
The Olney Orioles.
Grandpas. That's say now, old people.
The Olney Crop Dusters is their name.
So you're saying crop duster because I fart?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
You can be
what
on the,
is a
you,
crop duster?
A crop duster
like
is
like a plane that flies
yes,
over the crops.
But it's also slang for people that fart a lot. The Olney Crop Dusters.
Now, hold
you can
on.
Be their mascot and or logo.
I just run around and rip fart.
You can be the new fart man.
Hey, right, hold on.
Hey, you know, I would love it if Olney hired you to get on top of the dugout.
Now right. I'd be bitter.
Bend over like fart man.
I'd be bitter because that's my town. I should get any. Right. I have squatters' rights.
I'm in
rights.
Olney a lot now.
I know
though.
You're in there, but you don't live there.
That's
squatters'
rights.
I have squatters' rights on any
endorsement.
Sort of endorsement inside. The town
you just
proper.
Offered me up and now you're pulling it away.
Yeah, but you would work well with the Olney Crop Dusters.
So hold on.
It's a
is
great
Olney,
name.
No, like I only know the club and where you live. Like is Olney known for like farms or something? Like why would they call them the Crop
I
Dusters?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell. I don't know the origin story. I just know that that's their name, and it's a funny bit.
By the way, the Blue Crabs, it says here, are an independent partner of Major League Baseball.
Right, so they're an independent minor league team.
Yeah, yeah,
they're not affiliated with like the Orioles or the Nats.
Right.
Yeah. So like after
the Atlantic
you get cut
league,
from everybody,
South Division,
you go play for an independent team. You know,
I've never seen a bigger B in my life. I can't stop looking at it.
It's a big
I like.
There's
it.
A texter that says you look 10 years younger.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
He just wore that hat everywhere he goes.
Now you got props on it. Of course you're going to wear it.
I'm telling you, I think I look good in it. Good hat.
You look like George Brett.
About to storm out of the dugout.
Yeah.
Lose his mind.
Does George Brett look like 100 now?
Wait, royal blue, covered in royal blue.
George Brett was always kind of like a good-looking guy. He's probably smashing the wall, right?
Whoa. George Brett, well, this picture on Wikipedia.
Does he look terrible?
God bless. Has he been in the tanning machine for his whole life? He looks so.
Maybe he just lives.
He's 71.
Maybe he lives in Florida now. Maybe he just, you know, that's
cakes. I mean, it's just one picture.
Well, that is very tan. He's like the tannest guy ever.
He's got the most leathery skin you've ever seen.
He looks, Trump look pale.
I mean, he needs to go to like a dermatologist and get a mole check.
Does make his teeth look white because he's so dark.
You know, Valdez says that he has his Wednesday group where he plays with the older guys.
Yeah, yeah. Great, right? All the codgers.
The retired group.
I have a couple guys. I have two guys that I now regularly play with. I have no idea when. It's just my buddy pairs up that are over 70.
Yeah.
I might have a couple of them.
Two guys at regular play. They're really nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guys.
They're in good shape.
Yeah.
You in better shape than you.
You'd kill to be at that shape. All you think about is, I'd kill to hit the ball like that when I'm 72.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
They're out there. They're walking every day.
Yeah.
They play 5 days a week.
Walk. It.
Yeah. They both have the mechanical cart thing, right?
Right.
With the little remote.
There's only one in the group that has that.
If with you?
Yeah.
And my guys, both
you
my guys.
You wear that hat, they'd be like, Eric, we can see that bee from two T-boxes away.
You know, it's like an eye exam. Your hat looks like the top line of an eye exam.
It's a great bit.
Dude, this is a great hat.
Yeah, you love it. You're into it.
It's a great hat. Yeah. I look freaking good in it.
You guys notice that EB only wears child colors.
Is that what it is?
Like it's always the bluest of the blue, or the reddest of the
brightest red.
Like,
ever.
There's no shades.
I'm a big red guy.
He's not a big red guy. In his wardrobe.
Not a lot of muted colors.
What am I supposed to wear?
Like you're pastels you're just or something? You're dressed like you're going to first grade. I don't know what else to tell you. Always.
I like bright colors.
Big pop of color.
I like bright colors.
You know, you're dressed like a field day team.
You're wearing royal blue from head to toe today.
No, I do have a blue fit on.
Who does that?
I have my blue fit.
Yeah. The blue guy.
Yeah, and bright blue pants.
I got my gray shirt.
I couldn't tell. You zip up all the way up to your chin.
Yeah. All right, so heading into the break, I teased the amount that Gen Zers think you need to make to be financially successful.
Right.
Well,
this is a survey of over 2,200 U.S. adults. The boomers came in and said you need to make basically 100K to be successful. They're at 99.9. Gen Xers, that's us, people born between 1965 and 1980, think you need to make $212,000 to be financially successful. Millennials, which is some of our kids, think you need to make $181K to be financially successful. Gen Zers, okay, people born between 1997 and 2012.
Like Mike Moss.
This is two of my kids.
Yeah.
They think you need to make $587,000 a year to be financially successful.
Think about it. Think about all their online shopping and the lifestyle that these guys have.
They think you need to make a shade under $600K to be financially stable and successful.
I mean,
it'd be nice.
I mean, of course it would be nice, but I mean, where are these expectations coming from? I guess Mike Marr explained
social media.
It's all social media driven. Yeah.
Everybody's going to have a TikTok from Bali.
Yeah, my generation's just completely lost the plot. They have no idea like how they're going to make that money. They're just like in their head, like, oh yeah, I see Aiden Ross making millions of dollars. I should just make that money.
Yeah.
With no path on how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all because of social media, 100%.
I've heard that name. Who's Aiden Ross?
He's just a streamer.
Yeah, he's a live streamer.
Got you.
Did he actually have sex with Sky Bree on this clip I saw? Did you guys see that?
Sky Bree would be my next question.
I have seen that rumor. And I think, I mean, he said he did, so he's got to take him at his word, I guess.
I don't know your algorithm.
All right. So he's doing this kid. He's like 23 or something, right? He's a young kid, right?
He twitched NBA 2K and just
blew never
up.
Seen his live stream. Like, I don't, you know, but I know who he is, right? And I guess he must have millions of people that watch him, right? Whatever he does, play video games or talk or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had this porno chick on, and he said, "So you're saying you'll have sex with me right now?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Like, right now."
Right.
She said, yeah. He goes, well, how would it go down? Tell me. She says, you want the X-rated version? No. He goes, the mid.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And it'll be the best this you ever had. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the best this you ever had.
Kinda.
And then you could do this wherever you want to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it. And then he said, let me ponder it for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Then he cut his stream off.
And he said, all right, just sit there. He said, just act like we're frozen. And then he hit click, and then I guess you're supposed to think that. Now, when did that happen? Like 2 years ago? Did that happen like years ago? And I just see that. I just saw that.
I have no clue when it happened, but I know I've heard some stories. That chick belongs to the streets. So
She's a porn star. A Gen Z or talking.
Yeah, I have young kids.
He's calling her a prostitute.
Huh?
He's calling her a prostitute.
We need a translator for
You need to speak for the Gen Xers and the borderline boomers in the room, my friend.
We all have kids his age or younger. I still need a translator for Mar.
Yeah.
It really is amazing, though, that somebody like that. I mean, my daughter is in this business where she does food reviews, cook reviews, and makes a living. But this guy's on a different level of popularity. And it started with playing NBA 2K and Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
Dude, somebody
imagine if you were, you know, when you were playing Parsec, that you would have made money for playing
Splinter Cell.
TI-99 Parsec.
Splinter Cell,
well, I actually think I could have had millions of followers when I was playing Splinter Cell. Like millions. I think I was elite.
Hey, watch me break into the CIA.
Is this true? Last question. I know we got to break. Is this true, Mar? Somebody said, I know everyone hates Elon. I don't care what you think. That Elon's like the top 10 or the world's best at this one particular video game. Somebody said he's like his world ranking, and I don't know any of them, but one of these like fantasy video, I don't even know video games, but he's literally like top 10 in the world.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that, but I wouldn't put it past him because that dude's a wizard.
Did he get Diablo 4.
Yeah, what is that?
I've never heard of that.
Hey, EB,
actually,
when he's done, he can put his initials EM on the high score on the on the arcade machine like we used to do back then.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like in 1982.
And didn't it just come out that LeBron became like some silly player in a video game too?
All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders. What's been happening to Jaden Daniels? We'll analyze his decline next on The Fan.